Perspective with my friend here, Alan Hensel. Al, how are you today?
Bob, I'm doing just fine. It's a wonderful Saturday up here in the Northeast near Boston, so I'm looking forward to a great Memorial Day weekend.
As we all are. As a matter of fact, I'm having a backyard cookout tomorrow afternoon with about 18 people, and it's something that I do on an annual basis, and so obviously I'm very much looking forward to it once again.
I think you'll stand a good chance of being able to get it under the gun, under the umbrella, rain-free, Bob, if that makes any sense.
Sure, although they're not predicting rain tomorrow.
Correct.
So they're only predicting it on Monday, of all days. That might affect some of the parades. But anyhow, I wanted to start out and bring up the subject of getting older and aging. You and I have discussed this offline, and I have some thoughts on it. You have some thoughts on it. I mean, let's face it. None of us want to feel like we're getting old. There's always that fear when we get older that we're going to develop some conditions, sort of like dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that. I've got a feeling that that's part of what you have in mind to talk about this morning as well.
Yes, sort of, Bob. I did kind of initiate the desire to talk about this just for your listeners earlier this past week, because I'm proud to say I'm 58. I'll be 59 later this year, and I've noticed in the last 5 or 10 years, Bob, that I don't always bounce back as quickly from aches and pains that I might suffer either through exercise or just normal everyday living. And it seems also that when I get some sort of a virus, albeit a common cold, maybe something a little bit more serious, I notice that the recovery time isn't as fast as it used to be 10, 20, 30 years ago. So it just kind of got me looking at the where I am right now in life and how much time, I might have realistically left, given that I can live till 90 or 95, which for a guy, as you know, is a bit of a stretch versus the average. So it really hit me one time about 2 months ago when I was looking back at that time and saying, I was looking at an event in 1973, and I said to myself, it's been 44 years since that event, and I can remember it like yesterday, Bob. And as I usually do to see, kind of project what will it actually be like the same amount of time moving forward. And when I looked at that, I'm saying 58 plus 44, I might not be around. And I think for the first time, when I looked at that timeline where this would be in the middle, say, of a milestone event, I sort of didn't see an end to it. It kind of went off into space. So,
Alan, I got to tell you something. It's amazing that you brought up that concept of referring to a past event.
Right.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I will go back to an event, and I project the exact same way you do, mm-hmm. and I figure out how old I would be at the end of that projection.
Yep.
And, of course, a lot of times, depending on when the event was that I'm referring to, I discovered that I may not be around.
Yeah.
Some of the time, and I may be on other times. So you and I are very much in sync.
Yeah, and that was scary, Bob. That was the first time I've ever done that and actually saw a questionable or most likely broken line. And I guess I realize even more now. The reason I even wanted to bring this up was because, and I'll kind of let you take the lead, because I looked at it as sort of glass half scary. When I remember, Bob, when I first brought it up, and then you came right out, the optimist that you are, and you brought up the glass half full, like keep yourself busy, don't let yourself get into a rut. And we're on the same page there, too, because both of us are pretty active in different ways. We keep our minds going. We keep our bodies going. So I think we are. But you know what? It's more – here's my point, and then I'll step aside, Bob, and I want to have you – not make it so morbid like I'm doing right now with our listeners. But it made me feel, that little nasty shock I got a couple of months ago, made me feel more appreciative of the amount of time I have left. And it becomes more imperative to me to make sure that any special events, especially positive ones that go by, that I do take the time to cherish them, that I do tell that special person what I think when I see them, and not quite so much think, well, you know, there's always time another day, because you never know. And, you know, certain unexpected events as we get older can befall us or our friends. And so it just kind of gives me the notion that I need to stop and smell the roses a little bit more and to really appreciate life a lot more.
Well, here's what I have figured out, okay?
Sure.
First of all, let me go on record and tell the listeners that I am 14 months older than you are.
Okay.
Okay. So I've had the same thoughts as you. I am going to be 60 in August, and I've thought a lot about that. Oh, my God, I'm going to be 60. Mm-hmm. But here's what I've tried to do based on projections as you described them.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided more and more and more and more to take one day at a time and live it to the fullest, be as busy as you can be as happy as you can be, help yeah. other people. And don't forget, Alan, God's involved.
Yeah.
Do you know that there is a happy ending to all this?
Absolutely, Bob.
We're going to go to heaven someday.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, okay? So I listen to my happy Bible hour every Sunday. And, of course, I have a lot of friends who are very religious, and I'm religious as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blessed to have what I have in my life. I'm blessed to have my girlfriend, my fiance
yep.
in my life and all that. So I live one day at a time, and I keep as active as I possibly can be. I know a lot of people who, for whatever reason, they stop being active at a certain age. Circumstances sometimes dictate it, and then they become a little bit lackadaisic. I know a lady who was the president of a very, very large consumer organization here in Massachusetts, was as active as you and me. She lost her husband. She lost her guide dog. Her kids got older. They left home. She found herself living alone. Her routine was very disrupted. It wasn't the same. There were times when she didn't know what to do with herself. She went to bed earlier than she wanted to because there was nothing else for her to do. She ended up with dementia. She is currently in a nursing home in Taunton, Massachusetts. Sometimes there are days when she can't remember who people are. And I equate a lot of that to lack of involvement at the age of 70-ish or 74, whatever she was. And I've got a feeling that a lot more people are in that situation when they're not active. So that's why I'm hoping when I get to that age, I'm just as busy as now. If I am working, God willing, that I don't retire, because I just feel that that's more healthy for us.
You know, and to amplify what you just said, Bob, about that really sad example of how a lot of people age and then they feel like they're no longer needed, that life is going by them, and they just sort of sink into depression, and that can lead obviously to other age-related ailments like this poor woman you were talking about. I can, however, say to you, I've read a couple of different studies over the last 3 or 4 years, and each of them basically tell us that of all that you will stand a significantly better chance of staying healthy in your mind if you stay active with tasks and other people, because it keeps certain areas of your mind open. And you know, when neurons in the brain aren't stimulated, they will tend to be at rest, and when they're at rest too long, they'll deteriorate. So the older we get, the less able we are to regenerate, you know, chemicals on those neurons. As we get older, the cycle gets harder to replicate. It's better that we keep as many of them as active as possible. And you're right, that could push back the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's by as many as 10 to 30 years when we're past our 60s, if we stay physically and mentally active. That seems to be what studies indicate.
The other advice that I want to offer people who are afraid to get old or talk about getting old is to think that age is a number, okay? I'm sure that on my 60th birthday, which is going to take place on August 12, 2017, when I get up that morning, I'm likely to feel exactly the same way.
Absolutely. I look at it
the
same way,
Bob. That I felt the day before. Well, what's going to be different that morning besides what's in my mind?
It'll be the next day.
Okay. Age is just a number. So like I said, it's not like I don't think about these things. It's not like you don't think about them. But we must figure out ways to overcome and to live through our thoughts.
You're absolutely right.
As far as aging is concerned.
And I think the best thing too, Bob, we have to understand, we have to realize, we really need to tell our friends and our acquaintances each and every time they do something for us that we appreciate. We need to let them know that, because the whole idea is we're all getting older. And some of our friends are much younger than us. A few of them still are older than us, but we're all aging. We pick up new friends, we lose a few as we go along. And they're looking at us from the same perspective. All their friends are the same way. So the longer we can hold on to our friends, the more we'll feel needed. And the longer we're able to stay their friends, the more they'll feel still needed. And I think that's such a big part of getting older.
I'm with you, Alan. I agree with you 100%. And I'm hoping that our listeners will take our advice. I mean, first of all, I'm sure that our listeners recognize what we're talking about and can relate to it. But at the same time, if they follow our lead and follow our advice, their lives are going to be just as happy and just as productive at an older age as it was when they were at a younger age.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, Bob. That's really good advice, and I'm glad you had mentioned that to me earlier this week, because at that point I said, you know what, Bob? Actually, no, you said it to me. You said, you know, Al, what we need to do is come up with this, put this in a podcast, and then talk about the problem and then come up with solutions. And I think that's what we're really trying to be all about. By the way, Bob, before we go any further, and I meant to say this at the beginning, and I'll need your help on this. For any of you folks who are actually listening to this podcast, we really, really, really appreciate your feedback. We want you to tell us what you think of our items of discussions. Do you like them? Do you not like them? Give us reasons, please. Good feedback. Feedback, whether it's positive or negative, is always welcome. And we want suggestions as well, because this is your show. We're starting out. We're throwing stuff against the wall here. And you're the ones that are going to determine what sticks and also how we proceed as we develop and you know, come up with shows that you like and that we like. So we're always looking for your feedback, and Bob can tell you right now basically how you can respond.
All right. First of all, I will give out my email address, which is Branco, B-R-A-N-C-O, 182, at Verizon.net. Yes, I'm back on Verizon, even though they blocked me yesterday. But that's another subject for another podcast. I am back on, so please send me your opinions on the podcast at that email address, Branco182 at Verizon.net. Before we get into our next topic, I want to thank some people publicly for helping us out. I want to thank JS Web Solutions, my website designer, for making our show and my other little podcast called Branco's Bites available to my blog subscribers. So if you have subscribed to my blog, you will gain access to our podcast. There's been some technical problems with the autoplay feature, which I'm working on with my website designer, but that hopefully will be rectified very shortly. If you want to subscribe to my blog to read what I write about as well as listen to the podcasts, or try to, please go to BrancoEvents.com slash category slash recent dash news, and you will be subscribing to my blog. I also want to publicly thank Stephen Thieberge and Daryl Breffy. Stephen Thieberge has a YouTube channel, and he has agreed to attempt to put our show on there. It might be a little tough at times, but he's willing to try. Daryl Breffy is a proprietor. He owns Seajoy Internet Radio. And I want to thank him for agreeing to put our podcast on his log. If you listen on Tuesday mornings at 7:30, you'll likely hear In Perspective. You can hear it on the computer. Or if you have the Amazon Echo, you can ask Alexa to play Seajoy Internet Radio on TuneIn. Alan, we talked about our senses, and what senses would we not want to give up if we had no choice but to give one up? And I want to start my story by relating a true story between a friend of mine, God rest his soul. He was in a wheelchair when he was alive. And he and I were at his apartment one day, and we were discussing this topic. We were discussing whether or not we would rather be blind or in a wheelchair. He told me that he would rather remain in a wheelchair than lose his sight. I told him that under my circumstance, I'd much rather have no sight than not be able to walk. So we both would rather be our own disabilities than switch off and be the other's disability.
That's interesting.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, and you and I kind of discussed this during our production meeting earlier this week as well, Bob, and we're kind of along similar lines. Except you had mentioned to me, you had asked me specifically, which sense would you rather have, or which sense would you rather be without, hearing or vision? And I would, because I'm blind, and because I've always grown up having to hear, I would probably prefer to stay the way I am and not have my vision, because I've grown accustomed to navigating around socially with my ears and with my other three senses.
Well, furthermore, you're in customer service, Alan.
Sure.
So a lot of what you do has to do with your verbal communication. You're trying to sell a product. You're meeting with management teams all over the country. I mean, here I am trying to describe your job. I may be wrong on
some
of
it. No, that's okay.
But
it's pretty close.
You use your voice. That's part of what you do.
Right.
And you use your hearing to hear reactions of what you say.
Sure.
Okay? It's true that a lot of deaf people manage very well with their lives. I know some, and so do you. Mm-hmm. I mean, our buddy Fred Yingling is a good example, isn't he, Al?
Oh, yeah. great guy.
When we knew him, he knew how to be very, very independent, and he knew how to adapt quite well for what he was doing.
Yep.
Okay? But I also use my voice. I am a communicator. I depend on my ears. I depend on speech software. You know, I mean, I have no sight. You have some sight. So, mm-hmm. In a way, I come from a little bit of a different perspective with the same attitude.
Sure.
Okay, of course, we all want all of our senses. This is not a pity party, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We all want to have all of our senses. But if we have to give one up, this is what the topic is all about.
And that's a good question. Anybody who cares to let Bob know, which of the five senses would you least want to give up? That might be a good question for people to respond to.
And you can send me your answer, and we'll read all the answers on the show if we're able to do that. That way, other listeners will get a general idea of what other listeners think. And this
Absolutely.
Way, it would become one big community.
Yep, that's what we're striving for, right, Bob?
So to speak, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say was I would like to have my sight. I used to have some sight when I was a kid. I know what it's like to see. But I have none right now, and that's a reality. Would I want to exchange my sight for my hearing? I don't think so. because it would be very hard for me to communicate the way I like to communicate.
And I'll be honest with you, Bob, probably until around age 30, if somebody would come up to me and said, "Do you want your sight back? You don't have to give up anything. Do you want your sight back?" Of course, I jump at the notion. Yes, absolutely. Then all of a sudden, I revisited that again, Bob, when I was around 50, 20 years later. And I asked myself, if somebody came up to me right now with the ability to give me my vision back, I probably wouldn't say no, but it would be with a lot of trepidation because I've really gotten comfortable with being blind. And I'm pretty good at, for the most part, at being able to navigate around, do what I need to do, get what I need. And I know that and the other part of that is, if I was all of a sudden faced with 20/20 vision, being bombarded now with a visual sense that, say, a normally sighted person would have, without going into a lot of detail, I think a great part of that would be pretty scary, because I'd have to relearn a lot of different things, and it wouldn't be a smooth transition, I don't think. So.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Once we are adjusted to our adaptions based on previous disabilities, it's very hard for us to change our ways. I mean, I learned how to be a blind person just like you did.
Yeah.
And I'm well adjusted to that.
Yes, you are.
You know?
I admire how well adjusted you and a few other blind folks I know, Bob. You just kind of, you know, grab that cane or whatever device you need, go out there and just bop, bebop right along there. It's amazing. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? So, I think I can't speak for my listeners or your listeners, but I think that most people would not want to change to something different at this stage.
Yeah, again, and folks, anybody who cares to, share your thoughts, please. Right. We definitely welcome them.
Right. It's like my friend Larry, who died in 2007. He was in a wheelchair. He adjusted to life in a wheelchair. He had all his sight, but he couldn't walk. And he adjusted to his lifestyle. He didn't want to give that up. He said, "I would not trade my sight for my legs if I had to do that. I would not do that." And I said, "It's funny you should say that, Larry, because I would not want to trade my legs for my sight."
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all established as we are as human
sure.
beings.
Yeah, and I guess that's an indicator of how well people actually are adjusted. I mean, we may get a few folks who have been around, say, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or more who actually would prefer to sacrifice a sense that they have for another. And again, we welcome that too. And maybe they don't feel they're either way more adventurous than I am, or they would just rather have that other sense in exchange for one of the ones that they currently have for whatever reason. Right, Bob?
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Well, I think we're going to wrap up. We're about 23 minutes, which is what we want to do, at least at first. Al, thank you again for taking the time today to spend some time talking about these subjects on In Perspective. It's been great again. We just finished our second show.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having me along. It's always nice to be able to converse with you and with other people, and hopefully you guys can point us in a direction that you like, and we can just grow and in scope here. So,
here's what I want to say, too. For all the little kinks that we're ironing out, because let's face it, this is our first crack at doing podcasts. We've never done this before. So I would appreciate your patience out there in listenership. And I want to thank you for your patience while we try to figure out little kinks with voice quality, mic quality, Skype quality, volume quality, and all that that goes with doing a podcast. Please be patient with us. We're not experts. We're trying the best we can to give a finished product to you. It may need some work. Maybe the next one might be better than this one. We also, when you hear the show, would like your input on what you think we should do to improve. Because we know this isn't perfect. So, yeah, but in the meantime, thank you for your patience. And thank you, Alan, for being with us today on In Perspective.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much. I'm Bob Branco. He's Al Hensel. Have a wonderful week.